On Friday, about 15 employees of High Crush Frac Sand Mining Company lose their jobs. And another 20 to 25 people, they're without work just 1 week later. It's the morning show on the Ideas Network. I'm Keely Boltina, in for Kate Archer-Kent. The Trempealeau County Mine is shutting down, at least through the end of the year, and it's just one piece of the frac sand market puzzle as Wisconsin sand companies fall from the top of the list. What questions do you have about frac sand in Wisconsin? Share your experience at 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Rich Kramer is a WPR reporter based in Eau Claire. He covers frac sand mining in Wisconsin. Rich, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Thanks for having me.
High Crush has announced it's halting production at that facility in Whitehall. How much detail do we have about why they're shutting down?
Well, they gave a little bit of details in their letter to the Department of Workforce Development in the state. Basically, they said that it's because of decreased profitability about the mines that are being served by the Canadian National Railway, but also more generally, it's just because of a slowdown in demand for northern white sand. And we've seen this at other mines like Superior Silica Sands up in Chippewa and Barron County, and all the mines in places like Menominee and elsewhere in the state. It's just there's an abundance of sand all over the entire country, and mines are shutting down to kind of as a response to that.
How many employees are losing their jobs? Remind us of the timeline for these layoffs from when we heard about it earlier this month.
Yeah, they're saying 35 to 40 employees. And as you said, the first round will be coming up on Friday, and then shortly after that, the second batch. And they're basically, a lot of these mines will hire different contractors to like do the earth moving or the processing of the sand or operate the wet plants, et cetera. So that's what this is. They're basically letting all of the labor go.
This may sound familiar when we're talking about High Crush, and that's because mm-hmm. It is. It's been kind of up and down this last year or so, especially for that Whitehall plant. What's the history here?
Well, the Whitehall plant announced early on this year that it was going to idle operations, but then it came back on, and it's just kind of these mines and processing facilities kind of shut down and start back up on short notice because of quick changes in the market. Some of the companies have long-term contracts with the energy producers that buy the sand, but just generally, I've in the last couple of years, there's been a massive oversupply, way more supply than any company, you know, needs. And specifically, there's been kind of a disengagement with Wisconsin white sand. That's what the industry calls our silica sand from Wisconsin, Minnesota, northern Illinois, or northern Iowa, I should say. And that's because sand from places like Texas, where a lot of the mining is going on, is much cheaper. And a lot of companies have turned to that, and other forces are at play too. There's more of an interest in really fine sand rather than what Wisconsin was kind of famous for, which is more of a coarse sand called 4070 back in the day. And when I say back in the day, we're talking way back like 2014. I'm joking because that's how fast things move in this industry.
Right, because, I mean, just a couple of years ago, we were talking about the frac sand mining boom in Wisconsin.
Yeah. Yeah, between 2012 and 2014, the number of mines in Wisconsin just skyrocketed. And that was because the price of oil was over $100 a barrel. And what that meant was you could dig sand from anywhere. You could transport it any way you needed, and you still made money. But what happened was the price of oil went down. So these energy companies and also the sand companies in Wisconsin had to figure out ways to become more and more efficient. They had to cut operation costs. So the first mines that we've seen get hit by this lack, this slowdown in demand, are the mines that are the companies that, you know, they have to truck the sand from the mine to where it's processed and then truck it again. That trucking is very expensive. So what you're seeing now is the mines that stay in operation the longest are the ones that have the mine facility right next to where it's washed, right next to where it's put on trains, because any way that they can cut overhead, it really saves them down the line.
Yeah, restricting that supply chain. Rich Kramer is a WPR reporter based in Eau Claire. I'm Keely Boltina, and there's room for you in this discussion. Do you live in Trempealeau County? Does this closure in Whitehall affect you personally? Maybe you've worked for Hi-Crush or another frac sand mining operation. What's going on here? Give us a call at 800-642-1234. You can share your story on the phone. You could email us at ideas@WPR.org, or you can tweet us at WPR Mornings. Rich, this is not the only mine that was owned by Hi-Crush. Can you speak about the scope of their operations in Wisconsin and beyond the state line?
Well, I'm most familiar with what's going on in the state. They've got another mine in Augusta, which has been closed pretty much most of this year. And Augusta is in Eau Claire County. But two of their mines are operational. One is in Wyville, and the other one is in the city of Blair, which isn't far from Whitehall. And the thing that I'm trying to follow up on, and the company isn't really saying anything right now, but when they said decreased profitability with CN, Canadian National, there's Union Pacific and there's Canadian National. Those are the two major rail lines that kind of serve the heart of frac sand country in Wisconsin. And what I've heard is that Canadian National is moving away from what's known as a unit train model. And what that means is sand companies like to move things in bulk. So a unit train is 100 cars, and the whole train will be that one product. Well, there's been a shift and discussion among other carriers, too, of going from that unit train model to what's called manifest, meaning they'll put your cars in the middle of a train carrying all kinds of stuff. So your sand will be kind of dispersed throughout the train. And for frac sand mining, that's a big deal because, you know, it's all about scale. Economies of scale with them, especially when transportation costs are already so high to get the sand from places like Wisconsin to really busy oil fields in places like West Texas.
Do we know how the company is doing with those other operations in Wisconsin then?
Well, the company says Wyville and Blair are fully operational. Everything's going just fine. They didn't really get into how many tons, and there's a various investor presentations that I still need to kind of get after and pay more attention to. But they say that things are just fine at those two facilities.
Back in Whitehall, do we know how long this closure could last?
They basically said at least through the end of this year, but what I've heard from a lot of analysts that study what they oil field services, that's basically every company, every different player involved in getting the oil out of the ground, and that includes the people that supply the proppant, as it's called, or frac sand in this case. And the oversupply, I mean, I was told earlier this year that half of the mines in Wisconsin would have to close. Another analyst told me that that's a bit much, but they do figure that 30% at least right now is already shut down. And what that does is kind of helps with that oversupply.
Sure.
The less production there is, then prices creep up a little bit and everyone can kind of breathe easier. But it's a long-term problem.
WPR reporter Rich Kramer stays with us as we dig into the state of frac sand mining in Wisconsin. And there's a line for you at 800-642-1234. Do you have a mine in your community? What do you want us to know? I'm Keely Boltina. It's the Morning Show on the Ideas Network. We're talking about frac sand mining in Wisconsin and what it means that another company is shutting down, at least for now. It's the Morning Show on the Ideas Network. I'm Keely Boltina. Wisconsin mines are capable of producing 100 million tons of sand every year. Right now, we're at less than 40% of capacity. What's going on in your area? What do you think about the industry? 800-642-1234. 1234 is the number to call. And WPR's reporter Rich Kramer works in Eau Claire. He's guiding us through this conversation about frac sand mining. Rich, we just talked about the fact that the plant will at least stay closed through the end of the year. What are factors that could, you know, cause it to reopen, much like it did earlier this year?
Sure. Well, there's all kinds of things at play. That's what's so fascinating about this industry and kind of hard to keep track of, is that it changes really fast. These companies are, they profit when they're able to adapt. So the things that could kind of bring it back, I guess, is if oil prices go up, then more companies that are out in the oil fields will start drilling. They'll need more sand. Another thing that's happened over the years is that energy companies have been putting a lot more sand down each well, so that's kind of increased demand a little bit. But the problem is they're
using more sand in the process of extracting the oil.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So, you know, I'm hearing that they're putting like 2 million or more tons of sand down one of these wells. And these things go down, you know, 8,000 feet sometimes, and then thousands of feet laterally. So they found over the years, the companies have found that the more oil or more sand you put down, the more oil you can extract. And that was kind of seen as a saving grace for a while. But what happened was, you know, Wisconsin's mines built up very fast, but then things were sitting pretty for folks in Wisconsin. But then, you know, another sand boom happened in Texas and places like, you know, New Mexico and Oklahoma. And basically, companies used to look at Wisconsin sand as the best in the nation, and they were willing to pay for it. But they've found more recently that in certain applications, not all of them, sand dug up right near where the oil wells are is just fine. So that's displaced some Wisconsin sand. So, I mean, if some of those mines were to shut down and idle, that could help. But also, some of the companies in Wisconsin and the analysts I speak to, they're looking to other markets other than Texas. The Permian Basin is in West Texas. That's kind of the ground zero for most of the oil drilling activity. But Wisconsin sand, I'm told by analysts, is well suited for North Dakota. The Marcellus, which is over in the East Coast, that's where a lot of natural gas drilling is going on. There's some oil drilling activity happening in the Dakotas, and I mean in the Colorado Basin area. So those are the things that could kind of spike demand. But because there's more supply than there is demand right now, a lot of those things would kind of have to happen in sequence, it seems.
Sure, a combination. Vicky mm-hmm. from Barron County wants to share a story. Vicky, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Yes, thank you. I'm a resident of Southern Barron County, where Superior Silica is sand mining. They have shut down quite a bit of their operation. The comment earlier was they have slowed down, and I would like to make it clear that they are bankrupt. It's been noted in the newspapers. They owe Market Johnson millions of dollars. They owe A1 Excavating, which was just in our local paper, almost $750,000. So I was present at many of our town meetings about 5 to 8 years ago when all the CEO and all these people that were pushing frac sand mining in an area and how wonderful it was going to be for our area. You know, new people would be moving in, our school district would be rich, and just, you know, none of those things have happened. In fact, we have empty buildings or homes around frac sand mining, which are difficult to sell. People can't sell them, so then the frac sand mine will buy them up. Our school district taxes have actually went up since frac sand mining, and it has affected our local revenue base. It's not a steady job for many of the people that work there. I'm also worried about the safety of the silica dust in the air with a company that's bankrupt. So I'm just, in many of the promises that they gave, I would say hardly any of them have happened.
Vicki, thank you for sharing your story. Rich, a lot of concerns there that Vicki was able to lay out for us. Have you heard this in these communities near frac sand mines?
Oh, absolutely. And I'm glad Vicki did point out that the bankruptcy happened. That was kind of, to me, it seemed like a real foreshadowing of what could be happening in Wisconsin, because Superior Silica Sands, owned by Emerge Energy, is seen as one of the major players. But they're one of those companies that use a lot of transportation. So they have trucks that haul the sand from the mine to the processing facility. Then they haul the wet sand to a drying plant that loads it up on rail. And that adds a lot of cost. But what she's right. When these companies came to the local towns and the places that they were courting for permits, we heard constantly that these things would be around for 30 to 50 years. And what we've seen is that's not necessarily the case. They may be around that long, who knows, in general, but they are kind of a boom and bust sort of an industry chasing another boom and bust industry. So very volatile.
Rich Kramer I'm sorry, hang on just a moment. We have another call. Rich Kramer is a WPR reporter based in Eau Claire, and I'm Keely Boltina. We're talking about frac sand mining operations in Wisconsin, and Ron from Norwalk wants to share his experience. Ron, welcome to the morning show. Hi.
Yeah, good morning. Yes. I used to work in North Dakota, and I have many friends out there that still live there, and they keep track of the Bakken. And the comment that the guest just made as far as the boom and bust is really, really true. I know when my friends in the Bakken say that they're cutting down on wells, it's not even a week later, there's layoffs here. Well, the plant that's closest to me is in Sparta, Wisconsin. And I think it's Smart Sand. I'm not positive on that, but it's really boom and bust. And it really affected our area here when they discovered the sand down in Texas, where a lot of our sand was going down to. And they have a big sand play down there. And that really cut back again on our sand mining here. Plus, I had heard, I don't know if your guest knows anything about this, but that they're looking at manufacturing like an artificial type of sand that would be used in this sort of industry. So if that happens in any sort of scale, it's really going to affect our sand mine. So it is just like the oil industry. It's boom and bust, and it's tough on communities. It's like one of the previous callers said, you know, it's just, even in the oil fields, that's boom and bust. It's hard on those communities too, because a bunch of people come in, they don't have the infrastructure ready for them, and then all at once the price falls and everyone goes away, and it's just a kind of a vicious cycle.
Yeah.
A lot of money to be made, but boy, it's fraught.
Ron, thank you so much for that. Rich, it sounds like Ron is really familiar with that, all of those factors that you've been talking about.
Yeah, absolutely. And a couple of things I wanted to follow up on. So the Smart Sand, it's a really interesting case. It's a company that is located down in that area, and they've gone public, and their stock price has gone down like a lot of the other sand companies, but Smart Sand seems to be kind of holding its own for now. I haven't heard of any layoffs at any Smart Sand plants, and in fact, they're seeking a permit to build a new mine in, I want to say it's in Trempealeau County near Hixton, but they say they're not going to immediately start mining. What they talk about reserves, so they know that that a piece of property has so many hundreds of millions of tons in reserves, so they'll buy it and kind of keep it in their back pocket. North Dakota is fascinating. What happened there? I had friends that worked out there in the oil fields, and just like almost overnight, that place went from just kind of not much going to just a crazy. It was like the Wild West as far as the number of people, the number of generally men going there to work, just a lot of activity. And then it kind of stopped. And I mean, there's still drilling going on there, but the problem with the wells in North Dakota, from what I'm told by analysts, is that they're very expensive to operate. It takes a lot of money to be able to get oil out of it, and it doesn't really make sense unless oil prices are over $100 a barrel. Well, now they're between $50, $60, maybe $70 a barrel. So with margins that are tighter, it only makes sense to drill where oil is easiest to get. And for the most part, that's kind of down in West Texas right now.
All right. Diana from Preston called, said that there's a high crush plant near her. Diana says that she's happy to see it go, but she does feel sorry for people losing their jobs. Rich, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thanks for having me. It was fun.
Rich Kramer is a WPR reporter based in Eau Claire, and he covers frac sand mining in Wisconsin. Up next is news, then an expert shares her research on how marijuana use can impact brain development, especially for younger teens and adolescents. You're listening to The Morning Show. I'm Keely Boltina, and this is the Ideas Network.